We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former Raider great Lincoln Kennedy to Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Link. How was your Thanksgiving?
Nah, short and sweet. I'm glad it's over with.
What did you think of the performance from Derek Carr yesterday? Dislocating the pinky, coming back into the game, makes a couple mistakes, but resilient as ever. You got to figure this team, no matter what the situation, there's no way they're going to get down on themselves and think they're out of a game.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, Derek Carr proved to me that he's a legitimate tough guy. Definitely coming back and doing what he did. But, you know, I always figured that, you know, watching Derek, his maturation process over the last couple of years, that's why I believe that he is the franchise of the Oakland Raiders. They've got a quarterback for the next 10, 12 years. And if he plays like this, he's going to win a ton of awards in the time.
I couldn't agree with you more, Link. Guy's tough, heart of Fresno, Fresno State alum.
Oh, gosh, here we go again.
No, moving forward, this offensive line, you got maybe about three, maybe even four Pro Bowls. You're talking about Gabe and KO, and you're talking about Hudson and Penn. In your opinion, assessing, why isn't it to you, and to my opinion, don't seem like this is a dominant run team. Why is that? Should Penn's be alarmed or no? They're going to get it together and it's just okay.
Well, you're going up against some notable forces when you play the run game. I mean, I said in the broadcast yesterday that I would hope that one of the keys to the game is that the Raiders were able to establish a run game. But, hell, the Carolina Panthers got one of the better run defenses in the league. I just believe that you can't escape what you're trying to become. I mean, we've seen flashes of it, most notably in the Denver game, that what this team is capable to do when they commit to the run. I know how those guys are up front. They don't want to always back up. Sometimes they want to go forward. So even though you might only get 1 or 2 yards a crack, you still want to call the plays that get the confidence to say, hey, we're putting on your shoulders. We're trying to get it, even if you hit your head up against the wall. But the thing about this offense is that it has the ability to score, and everybody recognizes that. They know what they can do in the passing game. There are times where you just want to show what you can do in a running game to have defenses who have to prepare for you to prepare for a little bit more.
Were you surprised that they didn't try to stick it in on the ground late in the game when they settled for three from Sebastian Janikowski?
No, I've always been surprised whenever they chose to pass instead of run the ball. I mean, with that big offensive line, it's just that cut and dry. I would think there have been times, like in the Houston game, they were trying to get too damn cute. Drove me wild. There were times, even in the Denver game, where they seemed to have the wherewithal to be able to push the Broncos around, but yet they still wanted to try to get cute and throw the ball. So there, anytime this team backs up for a pass when it looks like a short yardage or a run situation, I'm always surprised.
Lincoln Kennedy with Joe Lowen Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Link, what do you think is going to happen with Aldon Smith? The league's been taking its time. Do you think an announcement's coming soon? And which way do you think Goodell's going to go?
You know what? I haven't given that much thought. I mean, this team is so fun to watch. I think Aldon would help. But, you know, it's not like they're missing him desperately to where they need him. So I haven't really given it much thought.
What about Mario Edwards? You know, when this originally happened back in training camp, there was a talk of, like a six-week timeline where he could be back by the end of September. Here we are in November. This injury, is it a lot worse than we originally thought?
Obviously so. I mean, you know, the Raiders are always so hush-hush when it comes to injuries. Never know the extent or what it is. But I do know this team needs help at the defensive tackle position. They need to have a force at D-tackle. And I don't know if it's necessarily if Mario Edwards Jr., but for the most part, I know they've got to find a way to get somebody in there who can create some disruption. They haven't had that yet.
Link, I know a lot of it's perception versus reality. People saying, is this Raiders team for real yet? And we're getting to see them. They're finding a way to win ball games. But because of the way they're winning so close, is that the perception? Is because people think this team isn't that good? How good is this team, even though they're in those close games? Do you think they're better than what people give them credit for?
Well, Lo, you got to look at it like this, because you played the game. You can always have that, you know, perception versus reality argument.
Sure.
In any given team. The fact is that the Raiders are 9-2. They're in first place. That's reality. until something changes along that fact, until they drop a couple games and drop out of first place, the reality is that the Raiders are in a position that control their own destiny. It's the first winning season since, what, 2002? So, you know, that's the reality. How good they are? Well, I think that it hasn't necessarily been answered because, let's face it, they still got a long way to go. They can drop their next, you know, five games, and then what is it, 9-7? And we're sitting there scratching our head like, whoa, what happened? That's reality. The way I look at it right now for the Raiders is that they've got confidence because they're finding ways to win. They're a resilient team that's able to come back in the fourth quarter, even when you have an abomination of a third quarter like they had yesterday. And that's the sign of a good team. That's the reality. And as I said, the realities that we're looking for, the record, are hard. They're recorded. You know, just go with it.
How concerned should Raider fans be about the defense in light of what happened in the third quarter and the fact that if Riverboat Ron would have just settled for the PAT three times instead of three failed two-point tries, it might have been a different game?
Well, you know what? I think this, when you talk about the depletion in the secondary, you talk about how the mounting injuries, which happens to every team around this time, and, you know, they're really fortunate the fact they have an offense. They can take solace. They have an offense that can score, as I said a moment ago. But there is a level of concern because, you know, you're going to need all your horses when you go to San Diego, when you go to Kansas City, when you go to Denver, and especially the way that Kansas City is finding ways to win games after watching last night. You know, that you see that you've got a lot more work to do, especially in your division. So now is a time for where you're starting to figure out, trying to figure out positioning. You're hoping that New England drops a couple games because now you're trying to look forward to getting that first round bye if you're able to keep it going. The great thing for this team is that they have the ability to win on the road. So I think they'll be confident in going into those places. But, you know, you still can't take Buffalo coming up this week lightly. Can't take Indianapolis in a couple weeks coming up lightly either. And then the times when they play their division rivals, Kansas City on a Thursday night, you know, Christmas Eve for, you know, Denver, I mean, whatever one it is. And then New Year's Day, these aren't going to be easy tests.
Hey, Link, on a neutral field, this Raiders team versus the 2002 Raiders team, who you got?
Well, you really asking me that question?
I had to. I had to. We've been talking about it all morning.
What do you mean? Who do you have? Who do you think?
Hey. Just wanted you on the record.
You're going to put it. I'm going to put things on my back because I'm telling you, if we go for it on third down and two, third down and three, we're going to get the damn yard.
Hey, Link, you think you're going to get invited to the show? Thank your team, Washington. Think Washington's going to get invited to the Final Four?
You know what? I'm concerned. The way I look at it, guys, is that the Pac-12 and the ACC are fighting for the one remaining spot because the Big Ten is going to get two teams in. So in order for that to happen, UW is going to have to beat the snot out of the Colorado Buffaloes, which is not an easy task because Colorado's a good team and they're playing well right now. And it's sad to say, until they increase it to at least eight, we're going to have these discussions every year. But I can definitely see even if UW wins the Pac-12 championship, there's a part of me that can make a case why they'll be kept out.
Former Raider great Lincoln Kennedy with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thank you very much for your time, Link. Have a great week. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
All right, guys. Take care. I'll talk to you later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.